Okay, we're on the bottom of Vav Amud Beis. Okay, until now, the Gemara wanted to bring a source that, without a special pasuk, I would say that Mishas Beis Din is Docha Shabbos. And you see that an essay is Docha Alosase Shebekoris. And therefore, without a special pasuk, I would say that Yibum is Docha Arayas, Achos Isha. Mara says no. Omar Rav Shimi Bar Ashi, Hai Tana Lo Mishum Da'asi Esi V'Docha Balsase. The reason that you need a special pasuk to tell me that Mishas Beis Din is not Docha Shabbos is not because without that pasuk I would say Esi Docha Lo Sase Shebekoris. Ela Mishum D'Maisi Mikal V'Chomer. But rather, I might think that Mishas Beis Din is Docha Shabbos because of a Kal V'Chomer, and has nothing to do with Esei Docha Lo Sase, and therefore has no implications for Yibum. And we're back to where we started. Why do we need a pasuk to tell me that Yibum is not Docha, the Isser of Achos Ishto, when Esei Docha Lo Sase Shebekoris? There's no place to think that it should be Docha. Why do you need a pasuk Olecho? So this is a question, what we're saying now. Tana brings up a kavachomer, v'hochi komer. Mani mekayim mechalem mos yumas v'shar malacha, schuch mishas beis din. Right? The Tana wants to say like this, that which it says, that the yuchayiv misa for chilul Shabbos, is dafka, not by mishas beis din. Avol mishas beis din dachya Shabbos mechal v'chomer. But mishas beis din would be docha Shabbos, not because of esei docha lo sase, but because of a kavachomer, that the isser of Shabbos doesn't apply to mishas beis din. Rashi, Omer Rav Shimi, Hai Tana de Itzrich de Nosiv Lakra, Lameser Mishas Beis Din B'Shabbos, the Tana who says you need a pasuk to tell me that Mishas Beis Din is not Docha Shabbos, Lav Mishum de Ilo Dashminen, Havi Amina Dachi Mishum Taima de Esi Dochi, Ela Mishum de Havi Maisi Lebekal Vachomer Dochi Shabbos. Not because if it wouldn't be a pasuk, you would say Esi Docha Lo Sase Shabakore, but because if it wouldn't be a pasuk, I would learn a Kal Vachomer. What's the Kal Vachomer? Uma avoda shehi chamura v'docha Shabbos. Avoda, regular avoda, is docha Shabbos, right? You make korban talmid on Shabbos and korban imusaf on Shabbos. So avoda is docha Shabbos. Ritzicha docha osa. But if you have a kohen who's a roseach and the only avoda, the only one could do the avoda is him, then you take him off shenemer mi'im mizbechi tikochen ulamos. You take him off the Mizbeach, and the Avodah is Nidcha, right, because of this, what's it called, because of Ritzicha. You take him to execute him from off the Mizbeach, even if he would be the only Kohen to what's it called, to do the Avodah, so the Avodah would be Nidcha. Tosa says, maybe no, maybe it's not because of Ritzicha is more Chomer than Avodah, it's because a Kohen who killed somebody is not Roy to be a Kohen. So Tosa is not true. A Kohen who is a Rotzeach can do avoda, it's not mechal avoda, and even though a kohen is a rotzeach, can't be nosei kapayim, right? That's only because since the mitzvah of nesias kapayim is with your hands, and he killed somebody with his hands, ein kateger nasa saneger. But a regular avoda is not mechalo. And Tosa's another answer is only that which you can't be nosei kapayim is not meikar adin, it's only a chumra. Thinking the nafkamina between the two things would be if a kohen killed somebody not with his hands, right? Killed him, ran him down with an automobile, and kill him with his hands. So then, what's it called could be that the second reason wouldn't apply, that the inka teger nasa sanegra, and kill him with my hands. The hands aren't the ikur. But in any case, also says it's a special din by nesias kapayim. Has nothing to do with avoda, and a kohen who killed somebody is roy to be a kohen. It's not machal avoda, at least. So therefore, it's not because the kohen is not roy. It's because the mitzvah of mishas beis din is docha avoda, even in a case where that's the only kohen could do the avoda. Shabbos, that's the case. Avoda, which is so chomer, is docha Shabbos. Yet mishas beis din is docha avoda. Right, Shabbos shenidches mipnei avoda. Shabbos, which is nidcha mipnei avoda, ain't no din shetei ritzicha docha osa. Surely Mishas Beis Din is docha Shabbos. If Mishas Beis Din is docha avoda, which is docha Shabbos, surely it could be docha Shabbos. So if that's the case, then what's the svara to say not like that? Right? Why not? Haki kamar. Kvuras meis mitzvah tochiyach. Right? Because the kvuras meis mitzvah will prove that that's not a good kavachomer. Why? Shadokas ha'avoda. Right? If you have a person who has to be buried, meis mitzvah, and you have a kohen who's going to do the avoda, or somebody going to be makriv korban pesach, and he finds a meis mitzvah, so he has to go and attend to the meis mitzvah and forget about korban pesach or forget about the avoda. So meis mitzvah is doch avoda. The ain dochas haShabbos, but kvuras meis mitzvah is not doch haShabbos. Right? So the same thing over here. Even though Mises Basin is doch avoda, it's no raya that will be doch haShabbos because we have something that's doch avoda. It's not doch haShabbos. Kvuras meis mitzvah. Hadar Amar. Kvuras meis mitzvah tikkun Shabbos and kavachomer. That's the case. Let's put that into the kavachomer and say that you could bury a meis mitzvah on Shabbos too. Uma avoda shidocha Shabbos kvuras meis mitzvah docha osa avoda, which is so strong, which is docha Shabbos. Yet kvuras meis mitzvah is docha avoda mila achoso. We learn from the word lachoso, right, that a kohen is not metame lachoso, but to a meis mitzvah he can. Shabbos shenidchum et mei avoda ino din should take kvuras meis mitzvah docha osa. Right, and therefore, Shabbos, which avoda is docha, surely kvuras meis mitzvah, which is docha avoda, can be docha. What's it called? Shabbos. Talmud Lomar. Therefore, you need a pasuk. The kavachomer, what's it called, isn't good. Therefore, they need a kavachomer. That, and therefore, without the pasuk, I would learn the kavachomer. Right, and I wouldn't say that meis mitzvah is mochiyah, because I would say meis mitzvah is also docha Shabbos. Talmud Lomar lo savaru. That's why you need the pasuk lo savaru to tell me that Mises Bezin is not docha Shabbos. Because if you wouldn't have the pasuk, I would learn a kavachomer. But it has no bearing on Yibum. Because we wouldn't learn that it's docha Shabbos because of esse docha lo sasesha bekares, but because it would be a kavachomer. Rashi, ritzicha docha osa, shimhaya rotzeach kohe. The kohen was a rotzeach. Verotzo lavod avodas bezdin. Then he wants to be over the avoda. Beisin sholchen mavin al solamos. Beisin sends, and we take him off the mizbeah and kill him. Elin kain hoya al gagol shemizbeah. Rashi learns that if he already was on the mizbeah itself, right? Avoda biyado, and he's already started the avoda, then we don't take him away. But if he was ready to do the avoda, then it's doch avoda. So the Achronim here asked, then what's the Kavachomer? Because it's possible that Ritzicha won't be Doch Avoda. There is a case where the guy already started the Avoda. So there's a lot of Tzerutza. The Rambam learns that it doesn't make a difference if the guy started the Avoda, didn't start the Avoda. He learns that she's Mezid and Shogeg. If the guy is a Mezid, you take him off the Mizbeach no matter what. If he's only a Shogeg, then there's a difference between if he started the Avoda or not. Okay. Shenemar me'im mizbechi tikochenu lamus, v'lo me'al mizbechi. You only take him me'im mizbechi, but if he's already on the mizbech, started the avoda, then you don't take him away. Umay eino dekamar. Right, so what was the havamina then? The Gemara says, well, maybe not. Maybe you wouldn't dash in this kalbachomer. Hoel mikalbachomer asya didachya hechi matzino lememar, o eino. Right, if it's a real kalbachomer, why was there a havamina then? It shouldn't work. Elafim Mrs. Basin will dachi. That's the what's the Havamina. The Gemara says Kvuras Meis Mitzvah would be mochiyah. That Kvuras Meis Mitzvah is doch avoda milachoso. The Terakama de Megillah. The Ainu Dochas HaShabbos. Right? It says lachoso lo yitama. That a kohen should not be matame to his sister. Okay. What's it called? Kohen Gadol. So lachoso not, and they can shoot to the avoda, but Lachoso not, but a meis mitzvah, yes. So a meis mitzvah is matame, even though he won't be able to do the avoda. So afani avi resicha, the afalpi shedoch avoda lo sidcha Shabbos. So meis mitzvah is doch avoda, but it's not doch Shabbos. So therefore I would say that the same thing with Mises Bezdin could be doch avoda, but it's not doch Shabbos. The Gemara says no. And then a meis mitzvah should also be doch Shabbos, mikal v'chomer. The hide the hoder omer o eino, El afilu b'Shabbos, hachi hada v'omer, kvuras meis mitzvah gufa titkla Shabbos. Then we're saying, maybe not. Maybe, Taka, we should put meis mitzvah into the kavachomer too. Okay. So we're back to where we started. Lamaisa, the Havamina that Mises Beisdin would be Docha Shabbos is not because of Esei Docha Lo Sasei Shebekares, but because of the Kal V'Chomer. What's wrong with the Kal V'Chomer? Nothing. Nothing's wrong with the Kal V'Chomer except there's a Pasuk. It says not like that. The Pasuk supersedes the Kal V'Chomer, but has no bearing on Yibur. So we're back to where we started. Why would I think, without a Pasuk, Oleha, that Yibum is Docha, the Isra of Achosisha, Lamaisa, we don't have any source that an essay could ever be Docha Lo Sasei Shebekares. Mora says, well, Lamai de Sovik Adaita Mikora, to Osi Essay the Docha Lo Sasei. Now we're going back. What we thought in the beginning, that the reason that Mises Beisdin is Docha Shabbos is because essay is Docha Lo Sasei Shebekares, Mai Oeno, the Kamar. What was the reason the Gemara said, or maybe not? If we are holding that Esei Docha Lo Sasei Shebekares, then why would we think that it's not Docha? Hachi Kamar. Mani Mekai Mechal Lemos Yumas B'Shar Melachos Chutz Mises Beis Din. Avon Mises Beis Din Dochi Shabbos Do'osi Esei V'Docha Lo Sasei. Right? The Gemara's reasoning goes like this. I might think that you're not, what's it called, you're not Chayiv. If you kill somebody on Shabbos, execute somebody on Shabbos, that the Isser of Mechalele, most humans, doesn't apply. Why? Because Esei Docha Lo Sasei. Right? So the Gemara says, Hadar Amar, and then the Gemara says, no, maybe not. Eimer Damrin and Dossi Esei V'Docha Lo Sasei Lo Sasei Greda. That was exactly what the Gemara's misgivings were. Maybe Esei Docha Lo Sasei is by a regular Lo Sasei. Lo Sasei Shish Bokoris Mishamis Leit, Didochi. Where do we ever find that an essay is Docha Lo Sasei Shebekares? Hadaram, then the Gemara said, maybe not. Maybe it is Docha. Atu Essay Docha Lo Sasei, Lav Lo Sasei Chomer Mine. Isn't a Lo Sasei always Chomer than an essay? Because it's what's it called? You get Malkus for a, Rashi says, for a Lo Sasei. And you never get Malkus for not doing an essay. So a Lo Sasei is more Chomer than an essay, and still the essay is Docha Lo Sasei. Because the essay v'dochile. Mali chumra zuta, mali chumra rabba. Right, so what's the difference between a lesser chumra and bigger chumra? If an essay can be docha, a lo sasei, which is more chumra, it could be docha and a lo sasei, which is even more chumra. That was the Gemara's havamina. And when the Gemara's havamina was that we didn't know this called the chumra, Talmud lomer lo savaru. That's why you need the pasuk lo savaru to tell me that it's not docha. But if there wouldn't be a pasuk, I would say, Esei Docha Lo Sasei Shebekares. Because Mali Chumra Rabba, Mali Chumra Zuta. There's a shayla in the Shonim and Achronim, whether the Maskana, this Svara applies. Do we say this Svara of, when you see that something's Docha, a lesser Chumra, that it should be Docha, a bigger Chumra too? Right? If something's Docha Yomtev, would it be Docha Shabbos? Because Mali Chumra Rabba, Mali Chumra Zuta. But, or no, the Gemara in the end, since this whole reasoning is not true, Mises Beisdin is not Docha, what's it called, is the reason Mises Beisdin, I would think, is Docha Shabbos, I need a Pasuk, is not because of Esei Locha Docha Kolos Esei, it's because of the Kal V'Chomer. So the whole thing is Mufra. This is just, according to what we thought to begin with, what would have been the reasoning. But now, in the end, we don't think that at all. We never had a Havamina that Esei Docha Lo Sasei Shebekares. It's only because of the Kal V'Chomer that we would have thought that Mises Beisdin is Docha Shabbos. So then this whole reasoning is falls to the side. It's a machlokes achronim whether in the end the reasoning stands even though that's not what the truth is, or no, because lemaisa, that relevant, the whole reasoning falls apart. So now we're back to where we started, says Yerashi. Umay de sovik adai to lememra mikora, the hai de itzvich lekra, mishim de lo kash lehava amino ase v'docha lo sase, Mayo Eno. So what was the Gemara's misgivings? Heichi Motzi Lememer O Eno Delo Dochi. But my taste is on Delo Sidcha. Why shouldn't it be Docha? Emer Damrin and Hainu De Hader Va Omer O Eno Ela Filu Mises Beis and Lo Sidcha Lab De Shavas O Yish Bokaris. No, maybe not. Maybe Esei is not Docha Lo Sasei She Bokaris. Hader Omer Atu Esei De Dochi Hainu De Hader Va Omer O Eno Ela Filu Be Shavas. Or maybe not. Lav Lo Sasei Chomer Mine Shari Lokin Olav. A lav is much more chomer than an essay. An essay, you never get malchus for not doing an essay, but you get malchus for not doing a lav, for doing a lav. Elas lokadaita. Oh, so now we're going right. Okay. So now we're back to where we started. So why do we need a pasuk by Yibum that it's not docha the isra of achos isha? Why would I think it is? We don't have any source that an essay is docha losa seisha bekoris. Gemara says ella itzrich. So kadait chadina to have a I esha soach davar shoyi bechlau the yotzum and a klal alamid lo alamid al atzma yotze alamid al klal kula yotze. One of the yud gimel midos shatonah drashes for him is that something that was part of a cloud, and then it was separated from that cloud to teach me a special din. That din is not just for that thing, but for the whole cloud. Right? That's dobra yotzim and a shiyotzim and a cloud. Lo lalamid al atzmo yotzim, lalamid al cloud kula yotzim. And therefore, it would be like this: the Tanya, dobra shoya bechlau. So, what would be by Eishes Achiv? Right? Eishes Achiv is part of all the Aradis, and yet Yibum is mutter, even though this is your brother's wife. He doesn't have children. So since Eishes Achiv is one of the Arayas, it went out of the cloud to tell me that it's mutter over here. So it doesn't teach about itself only, but all the Arayas are mutter b'makom Yibum. That's what I would think. That we'd learn from this Dover Hayotzev in a cloud, right? Lo lamed al atzmo yotze, lo lamed al cloud kuli yotze, that it would teach me that you're allowed to have Yibum in any of the Arayas. Therefore, you need the Pasuk Aleh to tell you not like that. And where do we see this cloud of Dover Shiyotzim in a cloud? The Tanya. Dover Shoyev a cloud, the Yotzim in a cloud. Ketzad, the Hanefesh Asher Tochal Basar Mizevach HaShlamim, the Tumas Olav. Right? The Pasuk says that somebody who is Tamei and eats Shlamim, so the Nichrus, so he gets Koris. So he says, how was Shlamim Bechlau Kotchim Hayu? Shlamim already said that anybody who eats Kodesh when he's Tamei gets Koris. Why do you have to mention Shlamim for? Shlamim was already in the cloud of all the things that are Aser to eat when you're Tamei. Why mention again Shlamim when you're Tamei? The Lama Yatsu Lahaki Shalayim Velomar Lecha Ma Shlamim Yuchadim Kotchim Isbeach Av Kotchim Isbeach comes to tell me that just like the din of Shlamim is Kotchim Isbeach, it's not Kotchim Bedekabayis, so too, all the kodshim that the Torah spoke about before is dafka kodshim isbeah. But if you eat kodshim bedekabayis, when you're tummy, you don't get chiyuv nisa. You don't get karis. Right? Shlomim yuchadim kodshim isbeah. I've called kodshim isbeah. Yotsu kodshim bedekabayis, that you're not chayiv for eating kodshim bedekabayis betuma. So that's the klal. The shlomim was part of the klal of all kodshim that you eat betuma. You're chayiv. Why was it go out? Not just to teach me about itself, but to teach me that the cloud is only Kodshim Mizbeah. So you see, they have such a cloud. That something that was part of all the Arayas, and now it went out of that cloud, right, to be said by itself. So it doesn't teach me only about itself, but about all the Arayas. So I would say, all the Arayas are Mutter B'makom Yibum, without a Pasuk. Now you need a Pasuk, Olecha to tell me not. Hachinami, Ha Eishes Ach B'chlau Kol Arayas Haisa. Eishes Ach was one of the Arayas. V'loma Yotza, and why did it go out by Yibum? To tell me that what's it called? It's Mutter, right? Not to teach by itself, but that all the Arayas are all Mutter. V'hakishelev, v'loma l'cho, ma Eishes Ach shari, av kol Arayas, nami shari. Right? Just like Eishes Ach is Mutter, all of them are Mutter. Therefore, you're possible to tell me that it's Asher. Rashi. Shehoye bechlau, elosoka daitech leelkoi. The okimna dahade itzrich lo sevaru mishum de ilo kosav rachmona havi maishinu bekal vachomer. The lab mishum de osi yase vedoch lo sase de koris. The oleha lomali. Now we're back to the original question. Why do you need oleha? I don't know of any source where an essay is docha lo sase shebekoris. Shehoye bechlau ki chol asher yase mikol atoevo sa'ilu v'nichrasu kol kol arayis koris. Right, there's a klal. Anybody who does any of these toevos gets koris. So Eishes Ach is part of that klal. The yotzim and a klal lamed shim ein labanim tishavim, and it went out of the klal to tell me that if the brother dies without children, then that iser is mutter. So it didn't teach me only about that iser; it taught me about all the arayas. Klal. So where do we have that? Bichlal kol hakodshim hayu. Shlomim shikvar kol koris bekulam. It says if you tamei and you eat kodshim, you chayiv koris. Kol isha sheyikra mikol zarachim ala kadoshim ashiyagdishu v'tumasu alav v'nichrasu. And now it says by shlomim the same thing. So why did it say by Shlamim? To teach me about the whole cloud that has to be like Shlamim. Kachim is Bayah. Veloma Yotsu Bapasik Shaini. Yotsu Kachim Benekabayashim Ochlam Betumas Hagul Pater. You don't get Kharish. So now the Gemara says, Loma Yotsu Yavoma Yavoma. That's the same thing with Yavoma. Me dummy. So Gemara says, no, me dummy. Kosham cloud be Isru Prat be Isru. When do we say, Dover Hayotsu Menaklau Lalameid Lalameid Al Atsmo Yotsu? When both of the things are Isser, right? It said, if you eat Kodshim Bituma, Yechayev Koris. Then it said, if you eat Shlomim Bituma, Yechayev Koris. So it said the same thing by the Prat that it said already by the cloud. Why does it say it by the Prat? To teach me something about the cloud. But over here, the cloud is that all the Arayis are Asr. And now it tells you that in this case, the Arayis of Eshesach is Mutter. That's a different cloud. That's a different one of the Shloshesrei Nidos. That mida is hocha klal beisru prat the heter. Here the klal is that all the arayis are asr, and the prat is that eshesach is mutter. Then we have a different halo domi elu dover shoyi beklal the yotz lidom bedover achodesh shiat toyochol avziru leklalo at shachzirenu lechakosum lefeirish. It's a different one of the shloshes remidos. That is something that was in the klal, and it went out of the klal to tell you something mutter, something special by it that doesn't apply to the klal. Then it only applies to that, right? And you don't put it back in the cloud until the Torah tells you it goes back to the cloud, the Thevish. Then it only applies to that, not to something else. Therefore, Eshesach was part of the cloud of Arayis, that it's Usher, no matter what. Went out of the cloud to tell me something special about it, that it's Mutter by Makom Yibum. So that only applies to Eshesach. You don't put it back into the cloud until the Torah tells you, the Thevish, to put it back into the cloud. Titania, where's an example of that? Dover show you bechlav yosel idem bedover achlav. Shiat reshai lachziru leklalo ad shiachzirenu lecha klasim b'feirish. Ketzad. The shochet es hakeves b'mokom asher yishchet es achatos. It says that you shech the keves of an asham in the same place you shech the chatos b'tzofel. That an asham needs shechita in the same place that you shech the chatos in the in. The Esa'ola, in the Sopo. Ha'ola v'mokom ha'kodesh. Ki kachatas ha'asham hu v'kohen. Right? Why does that have to say kachatas ha'asham? Now it tells me achatas and ha'asham are the same din. What do I need that for? It said b'feirish, what should go v'shochat ha'sakevus v'mokom ha'shi yishchat esachatas. Right? U'mat ha'mad lomer kachatas ha'asham. Lifi shiyot ha'asham mitzora lodum b'dover ha'chodesh. Okay? It goes into the next stop. We'll stop here. But in any case, what the Gemara is saying is that there's two midos. One is when you had something that was in the cloud, and the Torah says the same thing about it in a prat, then it comes to teach me about the whole cloud. But that's where it said it's asur, and then here it says it's asur again. So why did it mention this specific thing? To teach me about the whole cloud. But when you have something that's asur, and then it says, this thing is mutter. It was part of that cloud and went out of the cloud to tell me, this is mutter. Then we don't say that it teaches you about the cloud. We say just the opposite. That you can't put it back into the cloud and apply what happens to this to the whole cloud until the Torah says beferish. But if it doesn't say beferish, it only applies to this exception. This is an exception. That's the different midah. By Yibum would be doma to the second case. Eshesach is part of all the arayis that are asa. Torah said, but in the case of Yibum, Eshesach is mutter. Now, I wouldn't say, well, then all things are mutter. No, I would say it's only Eshesach, until they have a pasuk telling me that it applies to all the other rites. Menela, since there is no such pasuk, why do I need Aleho to tell me that it's usher by the other ones? I wouldn't learn from Eshesach that it's mutter by the other ones. It's the opposite. I would learn from Eshesach that it's only mutter by Eshesach and not mutter by the other rites. Rashi. Mi domi hashem cloud the isser ikalim misle lo miyotza hacha prat the heter u cloud the isser the lav lahak drasha domi. It's not this mida she masha, what's it called, masha hoya bechlau, right, viyotza lelo lelamir al asmo laha bedover achovish yotza lidom. Here it's a different mida where the thing that it was yotze doesn't tell you the same thing that the cloud, but something different than the cloud. Then it only applies to the thing that was yotze. It's an exception to the rule, and you don't apply it to the rule. Elo lahach drasha dover shoyi bechlau v'yotze lidom bedover achodesh. Iyatzo yochel avziru lahashvos o liklolo v'lo lahashvos klololo. then it's an exception, and you don't compare it to the cloud or the cloud to it. So by Yibum, you would not say anything is mutter except Eishasach, but not Achos Ishta. Achiyach Zenuch HaKosuv Hilkach Balav Aleho Nomi Lo Osi Lon Shara Rais LiYibum. And therefore, without a special pasuk, I would know that all the other arayas are still aser. Only Eishasach is mutter. So we're back to where we started. Why do we need the pasuk of Aleho to tell me that Yibum is aser in the place of arayas? I wouldn't learn it from Eishasach, and I can't learn it from Eshe Dochalos Aseh, so why would I think that it is mutter?